One, two, three. Your voice.
Your voice.
Your voice.
Your voice.
Welcome to the first ever episode of the Open University Students Association podcast. That's a bit of a mouthful, we know. We've taken to calling it Your Voice, and we hope that it grows into a more literal representation of that name. We want you, the students, to have a space where you can share your stories with other students and be able to discuss them in more detail than you would on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. Every episode of Your Voice will feature just that, a story from a student about your journey to study, what motivates you, what distracts you, your favourite course, anything. What we'd really like to do is get as many students actively involved as possible with this podcast. We'd like it if you could be recorded telling your own stories, whether you record that at home or are able to come to the Open University campus in Milton Keynes. To some people, the idea of this might be somewhat daunting. It does require confidence. And that, coincidentally, is what this episode is all about.
I think that for a lot of new students, nerves and apprehension among some of the feelings that may experience and can lead to feeling less confident. I felt like that on numerous occasions throughout my studies.
That's Mark Cameron speaking, Student Association Representative for Scotland. He wrote a series of blogs about his journey to gaining confidence. You can find them on our website at open.ac.uk/OUSA. Mark came into the Students Association office to record his story. He didn't seem to be lacking in confidence. He was chatty and happy to share his thoughts and experiences. But this wasn't always the case.
I have come a long way according to family, friends, fellow students and user colleagues, and I continue to do so. I continue to grow. I want to help students who've had those doubts, confidence issues, and other issues in their life that have impact on their studies and help them to become the best they can be. I want to give back to those that have helped me along the way to get here now. But to do that, I should go back to the beginning, provide some context, if you will. I started out on my study journey in the summer of 2005 at a college in Glasgow. I was encouraged on the enrolment day to find that an expert colleague would be doing the same course, and I felt reassured that there would be a familiar face. To then be told we would be in separate groups. It was on our enrolment day. We sat next to each other in that room on enrolment day. And then when the timetables went out from our tutors, there were two separate groups and we were obviously in separate groups. It was because of my nature at that time. I was extremely anxious, extremely nervous. It had been the first time I'd been away from home as well. So the fear of the unknown as a young kid back then is quite a scary thing. And even down to the halls of residence that I was in, my ex-work colleague was in those as well, but we were again separated. But the way that things panned out, we actually ended up all in one group later on, which was kind of reassuring in a way. Back then, familiarity was something which I preferred. But compared to now, when everything that's gone since, that doesn't sort of faze me anymore. I get really uncomfortable and nervous around people that I've never met before, and I felt this a lot during my time at college. My studies went very well, but I reacted badly to failing a first attempt at a shorthand assessment. It stems back to something instilled in me whilst at school, where my head teacher was more interested in results and had the attitude that only perfection was good enough. I felt very upset after missing that first attempt, and it let it affect me. Felt that I wasn't good enough for the course.
This feeling of not being good enough for degree study is more common than you might think. Many of the tutors I spoke to have told me about times when perfectly capable students let fear get the better of them.
I'm an associate lecturer at the Open University. I've been with the organisation for probably just over 10 years, and the majority of my time is spent with the Open University's triple accredited business school.
I asked Alaric about this.
If you think you can or you think you can't, either way you're right. And I see that in lots of students. So, it's their perception of what they can do is always one of the key differentiators for me between students who succeed and students who do perhaps don't succeed in their potential.
Thanks to my guidance tutor and my shorthand tutor, I sailed through the second attempt.
The relationship between students and tutors can be the difference between a student dropping out of university or continuing on with their degree. That's why, during the making of this episode, I spoke to several Open University tutors.
I have very few friends in my class, so I felt on my own a lot of the time. However, I volunteered to be our class rep. I remember clearly the day I became our class rep. I felt proud and I wanted to help students, which is why I got involved. My guidance tutor in class that day said she would leave the room and any issues my fellow classmates had, they were to tell me. So it's 11 of my fellow students and me. A bit of a shock. It was an interesting time, but in hindsight, it prepared me for what has followed since. I then got a place at Glasgow Caledonian University, thanks to gaining my college qualification. But regretfully and ashamedly, I didn't last beyond the first year of my degree course. My confidence was never there to be able to get through my studies. I accepted defeat and at that time that I would never achieve that degree. I wasn't ready for university study, thinking about it now. My course leader at college suggested that a way for me to gain my degree would be to try the Open University. She felt that I had the abilities to handle it and I felt I had to correct my mistake, make up for withdrawing. I signed off for the relevant prospectuses and in the spring of 2010, I signed up for my first OU course, BU130. I was a student again.
For many people, studying at the OU brings with it a whole set of unfamiliar situations, whether it's coping with multiple assignments, dealing with deadlines, referencing, or just battling procrastination.
Hello, so I'm Catherine Lee. I'm an associate lecturer with the Open University.
I brought the topic of unfamiliarity up to Catherine.
Absolutely, yes, I totally recognise that. Yeah, it's like being thrust into a completely different environment, isn't it? Like, I can't think of a comparable thing, really, because very frequently it's being asked to play by a set of rules that you feel sometimes that aren't necessarily as explicit as they might be, or you're being required to communicate in a language that's not absolutely familiar. And yes, I do understand all of that. And I feel it sometimes as a student myself as well.
In the beginning, it was hard work. I had a few low TMA scores and felt that was it. I had to quit again because I felt I wasn't up to the demands of degree study. A few months into my first level 2 course, I was on the verge of withdrawing and I had a phone conversation with my tutor. He reassured me that was a difficult course, I could get through it, and I had to keep going.
It's very easy to respond to daunting challenges by wanting to give up. Walter Bizalski has seen many students go through this.
I'm Walter Bizalski. I'm an AL with the OU. I have been with the OU for 23 years now, and I do all my teaching in the Faculty of Health and Social Care. It's very important, I think, in particular within the OU. If you study at a traditional university, you probably gain confidence through your interaction with the other students, the peer interaction. But because we are isolated as students within the OU, and whilst there is support mechanisms available, we're basically studying in our own homes and don't have contact with other students on a regular basis. You really have to have a big dose of self-confidence, because we all will have moments where we doubt ourselves whether we can achieve something or you're not feeling up to writing an assignment. And I've done the same. I've been there where I said, well, I don't feel like writing an assignment, and can I just skip it? And it really takes quite a bit of self-motivation to say, no, that's part and parcel of the journey, and I've signed up to it, and I will complete it. So yes, it's very important to have self-confidence.
A year into my studies, I received an email from the OU Students Association in Scotland, who were looking for committee representatives to sit on university committees in Scotland. After some discussion with my parents, I decided to apply and was invited to the training day in Stirling. I wanted to get involved to help students, to improve the student experience, and give back to those that had helped me to get where I'd done in my learning journey. I felt that I could use my experiences to help students in Scotland. So I went along to the training day. I remember my predecessor in my current role being the first person I spoke to as I walked in the door. I looked around, hoping to see a familiar face, but my nerves took over almost immediately. I felt very anxious, and as anyone who knows me well will tell you, I'm very nervous and uncomfortable around people I've never met, not remembering that even the most confident person may have similar feelings themselves. The one thing I felt that I made errors, mistakes during that day was during what I feel is one of the big activities that helped decide which reps to place on committees, a group presentation. It was the topic of the group's choice, each person doing their little bit. During our presentation, I froze, having to be helped and prompted. We broke for a break. I went to the bathroom and I cried, angry with myself that I blown my chance to become a rep. I then apologised on the online forums the next day, feeling that I'd embarrassed myself.
I asked Mark about the responses he got to this message. He hadn't expected many people to get back to him at all. So, how many people replied?
A lot. Basically saying that you had nothing to apologise for. It's your first time. We're not going to judge you. I was appointed as a new rep to one of the committees we have representation on in Scotland, and I do still sit on that committee today as part of my current role. I then attended my first Scottish Assembly meeting and started to become more active, feeling that in some areas I had experience that I could bring from past study. I was able to attend some events that we go to, run by external organisations, and to gain experience there, expand my knowledge of current issues for students. To get where I've got to now in my current role as Student Association Representative for Scotland on the Central Executive Committee of USA, it has been very hard work, gaining a lot of experience along the way and with the support of a number of people that have either been at the top level in the association or are currently there. An opportunity arose to become Scotland's observer to that Central Executive Committee. It was an opportunity to see how decisions are made within USA and to see how those decisions affected our students. I was then encouraged to stand for my current role. I have been able to help others who are new to us who have been in that position themselves and give them some reassurance that they are doing the best that they possibly can. At the beginning, it is a learning curve, and it's important to realise that the most experienced of us are still learning now. Cut yourself some slack. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't instantly react. Reflect on the experience, what went well, what didn't go so well, and use that to improve and grow next time you either attend an event or as a student who has maybe had a bad TMA result. Use the support that is there from your tutor, your fellow students. Chat to them. Let your tutor talk you through your assignments, where you did well, where you need to work on things a bit more, and how you can do that. Always remember that people are there to help you. It's no shame in asking for a little help or support when you need it. In fact, I've always been told that it's a worry when I don't ask for help. Just a few days after I was elected, I attended my first ever USA conference. A lot of students who study with the Open University really never get to see this place in Milton Keynes. It's an incredible, incredible size, incredible building, and there's a lot that goes on here. It's hard to describe. Some of it is very modern, and some of it is not so modern, of course, but buildings have been around. If you are driving into campus, you see a great big building called Walton Hall, which is where the Vice-Chancellor is based. Where we're sitting now is obviously the Students Association office. If you are looking outside, you look across a very nice little bit of green space, a bit of lawn, where I certainly remember last USA conference last year that there were students out there doing some Tai Chi. It gave me a chance to learn more about the association, improve my social skills by meeting a whole world of students, around 400 on campus and an equal number online. All of the things in the past that have affected me and my confidence. I'm not the most social of creatures, but the last few years have taken me to a whole new level that I didn't think I could get to. And the more heavily involved I am, the more I grow. I've enjoyed every minute and continue to enjoy it. Achieving my degree in the summer of 2014 has to be, without a doubt, my proudest moment as an OU student. The sense of achievement is something that will always stay with me. As an USA representative, I have achieved so much together with my colleagues in Scotland and elsewhere. I can pick one individual thing out because I'm proud of everything I have done within USA. The confidence, the skills, and the knowledge I have gained will be valuable now and in the future. And the support I've had from fellow reps, fellow students, the great team of staff in the USA office is also nothing short of brilliant. So, what advice would I give to students who are feeling nervous, anxious, apprehensive, not sure if they can do it? Well, I would say believe in yourself. No one else will if you don't. It's important to remember that some learn quickly and pick up things better than others, so don't be too hard on yourself. Use the experiences you have as a motivational tool. Learn from them and use those experiences, good or bad, to grow stronger. Criticism is fine if it's constructive, but don't take it personally though. Feedback is designed to help you. I found that watching the videos of the graduation ceremonies on the OU's YouTube channel motivated me as I tried to picture myself walking across that stage on my own graduation day. The sense of pride and achievement I would feel as I did so, and it worked.
There's something special about an OU graduation ceremony.
What's it going to feel like, you know, when you've handed that final piece in?
Once I'd seen the final result, that was it. I had my degree.
It's amazing that the variety of age and gender you see at all your ceremonies. So you might have somebody in their 20s and somebody in their 80s still graduating after maybe 10 years of study.
You get your robes.
The star told me that I look like Harry Potter.
I think it's just wonderful, the whole ceremony.
There was lots of photos being taken. I think I probably had tears running down my cheeks.
There's a real joy, and some of the students coming onto the stage with a real beaming smile on their face.
The actual bit where I walked up on stage was, oh my God, and I kept saying that to myself.
That's your moment. This is what all that work has been leading towards.
And it is truly inspiring, I think.
I lost my mum a few years before, and so she was obviously in my mind the whole time going up there.
The students clap their friends and family supporters.
They will say that how big a journey it is for all your graduates.
For me, it's the best day of your life.
I asked the tutors, what advice would you give to an OU student that is struggling?
What I try to encourage my students to see is that, you know, it's perfectly normal and very, very common to start off, and particularly as I'm working with entry-level students, that very frequently I see that there is very little confidence. It's to do with, you know, people who are saying that they haven't studied for a long time. It's a long time since I was in a classroom or since I had to do any written work. That's very, very common. Or it's a feeling of everybody else seems to know what they're doing and I'm sure that I am the only one who doesn't. And so I see my role very much part as not just, you know, the academic development, but actually supporting students while they are developing that sense of confidence and that sense of it's okay to take things at their own pace and try not to compare themselves with everybody else.
There's a range of things. I think some of it is about value. So sometimes students don't value what they do because they've always done it. So I start usually with my undergrads and I sort of say, if we look around the table, how many years work experience do we have? And, you know, it's quite often we've got 100 years worth of work experience around the table. So I start to say, actually, there's probably no question I'm going to ask you today that we cannot solve collectively. And I think that's interesting because students don't value what they can do. You know, if you represent what they do every day and say, actually, you're managing a budget of up to X or you're making strategic decisions, they're like, oh, yeah, I can follow it like that because it's in a different context.
I think isolation is one of the factors. Obviously, the main other contributing factors will be the life as it is, work and life balance. And very often students have some problems with families or problems with work. And because they have to self-motivate themselves to follow the study calendar, and there's nobody there who says to them, well, this week you need to do this and next week you need to read that chapter, then it is relatively easy to say, well, I'm dealing with the more important issue as perceived, i.e. work and family first, and put the OU to side, because nobody's nagging me about the OU work. And that's where the isolation to me comes in as well, that unless then students either phone their tutor or phone fellow students, nobody will know that somebody's struggling. So it's very much a student-driven study, and they have to send out the signals and the cry for help. And it can be quite scary because on the one hand, as an OU student, you're clearly an adult. It's no longer like being at school where the teacher will tell you what to do. It's then quite different to approach somebody who you don't really know and say, look, I need some help, because we don't do that easily as human beings. We don't go to strangers and expose our weaknesses or say that we need help.
You can also make use of the Nightline service if you feel like you just need to talk to someone who understands what you're going through. The details for that are on our website. Next time on Your Voice.
I'm feeling a bit nervous about it. We've never done anything like this before.
It's not just the Students Association that have branched out into podcasting. Three OU students have created their own podcast, Student Life Podcast. In the next episode, we get a behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to juggle home life, work, study and a creative project.
It feels like it's something fun to be a part of instead of just studying with the books.
You know, what's the worst that could happen?
This podcast was presented and produced by Heather Bloomer.